It was some period of time before Vidmus when all through the board, not an AA was stirring, not even Morara. The table cats were placed on their tables with care, in hopes that Daddy Cool soon would be there. The vipers were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of two cats danced in their heads. And Mommy Cool in her bonnet, and Doggy Cool in his pose, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, because it's winter. When out on the front page there arose such a clamor, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to my browser, I clicked like a flash, tore open the Tanacine chamber, and threw up the Tanacine. The moon on the breast of the Lolly Toey show gave the luster of vip coins to the objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny boons. With a stylish young drive, so sharp-looking and slick, I knew in a moment it must be Daddy Coon. More rapid than Eurobeat, his boons they came, and he asked me for payment and pleaded and called them by name. Pay me boon 1, pay me boon 2, pay me boon 3, pay me boon 4, pay me boon 5, pay me boon 6, pay me boon 7, pay me boon 8. To the top of the page, to the top of the wall. Now pay away, pay away, pay away all. As dry kimchi that for the wild Vipsaurus fly, when they meet with Anita, demand Apollo juice to the sky. So up to the page top, the boons they flew, with a sleigh full of bills, and Daddy Cool, too. Then, in a twinkling, I saw on the page the excitement and entertainment of each little boon arm. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the thread, Daddy Cool came with a bound. He was dressed all in a suit, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all styling with gleam and sparkles. A bundle of bills he had flung on his back, and he looked like a Mona just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the complexion of his face was as white as the snow. The stump of a cigar he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head with much veep. He had a broad face and a slim and tall body that stood stoic when he playfully asked for some payment. He was tall and slender, a right slick old daddy, and I felt obliged to pay him when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke just one phrase, pay me enough, but went straight to his work, giving me access to Salvi Q, then returned with a jerk, and with a grand smile, up the tubes he rose, he sprang to his sleigh, to his boons gave a whistle, away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I said as he left, I haven't paid you yet! And he turned around, and this is what he said. Don't worry about it, just remember, there is interest. Tennessee,